Welcome to Geek Love Radio.
What's happening?
For September 13th, 2004. Let me adjust the volume here.
What's happening, people? We are live. Yes, that is correct. We are live right now. It is 10 p.m. and we are airing our first live broadcast of the season.
So hopefully it'll go down without any problems so far. Everything looks good. We got about, it's like 12 people right now testing the limits of our Shoutcast server.
And with us tonight, we have one of our good friends here, Nikolai.
How's it going, everyone?
And that brings us to another thing. We decided that we're going to actually use real first names for the show, because it makes it a hell of a lot easier.
Yeah. So,
because it's gonna get, someone's gonna make a mistake eventually anyway.
And honestly, most of you already know me, and I've met most of you people already. So, for those of you who don't, my name is Richard. I'm DJ Sub-Zero.
And I am DJ Mollus, otherwise known as Adam.
And I'm Nikolai, guest on the show tonight.
That would be correct. You just want to jump into things?
Yeah, let's go ahead and just jump into things. Looks like first we're gonna do some email. We did get some emails from the first show.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to go ahead and read this one.
You can read it if you want. I'll read the next one.
Okay. Well, this was in regards to the talk we had about Columbia House last week.
For those of you who didn't listen, it was just a recap. I signed up for DVD Columbia House to get some free DVDs. Well, not free, but cheaper DVDs. And one of our friends, Kizzle, emailed this email to us about it. And Adam is going to read it to you.
All right. Kizzle writes, back around 4 years ago, I was in the BMG Music Club, which is the same thing as Columbia House. Along with CDs, they had a selection of other things such as blacklights, Game Boys, PS1 games, and random trinkets. I ordered $300 worth of said merchandise along with a couple CDs. When the bill came, I sent it back with a note stating I never ordered any of it. Like magic, the charges were gone the next month. This is all theoretical, of course. Kizzle.
Now, we're
who is this shizzle, by the way?
Who is this shizzle? We're not condoning you do this, but last week's episode, at the end of the episode, Adam was talking about how for one of his classes, he had to write a letter to a company trying to persuade them to do something they normally wouldn't do, which in his case would try to get a free service or something, and Kizzle was just bringing us to light of how he accomplished this.
Okay.
Alright, I have another listener email, and this one's from Fiend. He says, hey DJs, I have a question. There's a girl that I'm totally crazy about. As you guys mentioned on the show, we fit, or so I hope. The trouble is, we've been friends since we were about 4 or 5 years old, and as you can guess, there's a lot of history there. I don't want to ruin the close relationship I have with her and her family by letting her know for all practical purposes that I'm probably in love with her. What should I do? And this brings up a good question. Another one of my friends, Jake, who is probably listening to the show right now, he is kind of having a similar situation with a girl. He and a girl have been friends for a while, and he doesn't know how to take it to the next level. They have the friendship thing down. They're doing good, but after that, you know, it's one of those, now what do we do? And I was just going to, Nick, do you have any thoughts about it, Nicola, and like how they could move it to that next level, I guess?
Well, if this guy's been friends with her since he was 4 or 5 years old, then I've seen that before with a good friend of mine, actually. They tried to take it to another level after a long period of friendship, and it got very complicated. And it was actually quite painful for me to see.
Yeah, I mean, on a whole, I would say most times, if you're really friends with the person already, it's going to generally, theoretically, it should work out because you already know the person, you know their habits, you know how they are. And if both of you, I mean, can agree to it, then I don't see why there's no, like, why there's a problem in doing it. But trying to get to that person and trying to tell that person, you know, what you feel is kind of hard too. And I've been in that situation before, and I'm facing the situation, you know, always. But I guess it's just one of those things where you just gotta ball up, I guess, and just do it. I mean, there's not any other way to just, you just gotta sit there and weigh your options out and be like, alright, or she's that good of a friend, is there a possibility of still her being her friend afterwards, you know? I mean, you just gotta weigh things out and go for what you think is best. It's kind of hard to, I guess, judge a problem like that, because I'm not really in your shoes.
It's one of those hard situations. Yeah. I've seen some friends go through the same thing before, and it's never worked out. I don't know anybody who has had this work out ever.
I've seen it work out, actually.
I'm not saying that it can't. The person I saw, it was a friend, it was a neighbor girl, who he had known since he was 5.
Yeah.
And then when high school came around, he realized that he liked her more than just a friend, and, basically just messed around once, and then they kind of, like, realized that, you know, that wasn't the right thing to do, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's all depending on how awkward it's going to be, too. If it's going to be really awkward for you and this girl to be together and, like, move things on, like, can you see yourself, like, making out with her, like, at a movie or something? And you just got to put yourself in a situation, think ahead. And if you can see it, I mean, I would say go for it, man. You have nothing to lose.
Yeah, if she's your friend and you have this understanding, she's probably going to, she's not going to stop talking to you. She just probably tell you no or tell you that it's
not. I think it's very important in relationships for people to be on the same page, very upfront about what they're thinking and what they're feeling.
Yeah, definitely.
And what they're doing, so.
I think that probably sums up, like, one of the best, you know, keys to relationships is being honest with each other. You know, you gotta be honest about your feelings. You gotta tell the other person, even, like, if you're not dating them, if you're a girl listening to this, or if you're a guy listening to this, and some guy or girl is liking you, just let them know where they stand and how things are going. Because if not, you know, sometimes it feels like somebody's leading somebody on, or vice versa. So, honestly, Dean, I would say go for it. You don't obviously have anything to lose. She's going to be your friend. Obviously, you've been friends with her for a long time, so you guys can work this out. And Jake, for your problem, he's kind of in the same situation. He's not known this girl for that long, but he's been kind of seeing her on and off. And he's basically talked with the girl about dating, but they've never they never actually, like, talked definitely about dating, but it's been all theoretical sort of thing. And, like, they're really close, you know, kisses on the cheek and sort of thing, he said. So it's not like nothing's there, but I think they're both just scared of moving on to the next level.
Yeah.
So Jake, ball up, be a man, do it.
You know, that was kind of amazing that we got two of basically the same situations in different emails from people.
Not uncommon.
Yeah.
That reminds me, the words I'm trying not to say this week, I'm already starting to say. I didn't want to say the word like, you know, and basically, because I use those way too much when I'm on the radio trying to think and speak at the same time.
Yeah,
so if I do that, somebody scream, it'll be like Pee Wee's Playhouse. I see basically everybody scream.
Playhouse.
that'll teach me.
Alright. So what else we got? Do you have anything else you want to talk about? Your weekend or things that went on? Adam, anything?
Well, when I saw Fog of War, that's what it was named, the movie. Saw that documentary this weekend. That was cool.
Definitely.
Had a little bit to drink that night. And,
that was fun.
And next week is Tron, if I want to go see it.
And Tron. That's next week.
Which might be better to go drink before.
Is that a sub-films or midnight movies?
That's
sub-films. It's a sub-film movie.
Yeah.
Which none of the listeners know what we're talking about.
Yeah. he mentioned, we went and saw Fog of War. I went with him. And it was a good documentary on the Cuban Missile Crisis and stuff like that.
It's a Vietnam stuff.
Yeah. But instead of boring you with Vietnam and other, I guess,
geeks don't
things
care
like
about
that.
This,
yeah, geeks don't care about this.
Except for, like, Cuba stuff, because Cuba's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
I didn't have anything interesting go on all weekend with me, so.
We need some Cuban about. Listeners. We need to. Too bad it's too hard to, like, do have a Spanish stream of the show.
Hey, I can do a bilingual stream. That would be awesome.
Go ahead and give a shout out to all our Spanish listeners.
This is a shout out to all our Spanish listeners. Gracias por oírnos. A ver si alguien nos puede dar unos emails con ustedes. A ver si tienen problemas o algo.
Right on.
Yeah, there you go.
Alright. Looks like next we have our priorities discussion. How are we going to start this one?
I don't know. That's a good question.
This one can go so many different ways.
We
brought this up last week.
This is a topic that we were wanting to talk about.
I just kept myself from saying that word, but...
This is priorities of life. This is basically the topic of this
segment. You said basically.
Segment. I said basically.
That's
up.
Okay. It's only when I say
This is the topic of this segment, priorities of life. And basically, it's just figuring out what you need to do. This is an ongoing segment that we're going to do because there's so much that... I mean, priorities in life and dating and stuff like that. But priorities of life concerning dating and finding out where you are in your life, you know?
Yeah, based on your current situation.
I mean, if you're sitting there playing computer games instead of going out to meet girls.
Or just right now, here's a simple test. Smell yourself.
Well, we'll get into that later. We'll get into that later.
You smell bad.
All right.
Chances are you shouldn't be worried about dating right now. I need to...
Take
your
a
ass
shower.
In the shower.
But, like, if you're sitting in the basement watching porn, instead of going out to, like, a dance club or something, you know, you got problems. not that saying, you know, watching porn is bad or anything.
Or going to the dance club is something that you have to do to meet women, because,
yeah,
you know, based on the type of women you're looking for, they might not be at the dance club.
Yeah.
Most guys can't even dance anyway.
Yeah. I don't know too many geeks that can dance except for the robot dance.
We should have some dancing lesson or something.
Well,
when we have our webcam going, we'll have a
we can have the female co-host there.
But on with the priorities of life, guys out there, girls like guys that are focused and motivated. If you're a focused and motivated guy and you have your priority set, you're more likely to get a girlfriend because they know that you have things worked out and that you're not just gonna do shit off the off the seat of your pants. You're just gonna have things set. You know, I mean, they like having order, I guess.
Yeah, it implies stability.
Exactly.
A guy that knows where he's going.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I like a girl that knows what she's doing. I don't want some girl that is flying by the seat of her pants either.
Yeah. Well, and exactly. I mean, having priorities, I mean, it sets a good example, too, because if you're somebody that has hardly any priorities and you have a girlfriend, your girlfriend's going to know that she's not going to be on a priorities list. So she's not going to be as interested. I mean, if a girl knows that you have priorities set in your life, and she's one of those priorities, then, you know, she's going to be more interested in you. Those are for people that have girlfriends right now that are listening to this show. So try to set priorities in your life that deal with, you know, making you a better person to date.
What about the girls? Priorities for the girl listeners? Because we do have quite a few.
Yeah, we do have a lot of girl listeners.
Yeah, we need all listeners to send in some... send in a pic from the listeners page. We already have, I think, 5 pictures on there right now.
Yeah. Pretty hot girls up there.
Alright, to be honest, 2 of the girls are just our friends that listen to the show, so they are listeners, but one of them is actually someone who found out about the show and sent in their pictures, so.
Yeah. what were we talking about? Oh, priorities.
Yeah.
Priorities for the girls.
Yeah, we need some girl priorities.
Forget what we're talking about. Alright,
way off topic.
Guys, girls listeners, guys like girls to be, like, into their ideas and projects that they're into. So if you have a boyfriend that's into football, and say, or soccer, or a sport, or something like that, obviously if you're listening to the show, he's probably into, like, computers or computer games. I would say, just even do, like, a little research, even... It's not, like, a priority, I guess, but it's just something that would help you in, you know, getting in touch with your boyfriend, I guess.
It's not... It feels really good for me when women congratulate me on work I've done or whatever. It shows that they care and that they're really paying attention, especially when they mention specific things I've done. So they're not just glossing over the work.
Yeah.
I have something to add to that one, though. Girls who... pretend to be into everything that the guy that they like is into, that bothers me. I don't want a girl that likes everything that I'm into.
Yeah, that's true.
I like, well, here's one of the examples that most girls, the emotional chameleon or whatever I called it. I coined that term for somebody, so. I like the cartoon Beavis and Butthead, but there's not so many girls who like that cartoon, but I have had girls that pretend that they really like the cartoon once they find out that I like it. I mean, I'm not psycho about it. I don't watch it every day or anything like that.
I think you've gotten a better, a more genuine response from the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think girls like Ninja Turtles better. And any
girls
girl
like
listeners.
South Park too.
We should put up a poll on our site for the girls to see what cartoon show they like better.
All three of them.
That'll be coming up. But yeah, I'd have to agree with what you said. You know, if you're a girl and listening to this, or even a guy, you know, don't try to overload yourself and try to do everything that your other significant other is doing, because that's just not going to work out.
Very unattractive.
We're each individuals, and trying to be somebody that you're not isn't cool. I guess.
Exactly.
So have girls have priorities in trying, like, you don't have to set it a high priority, but have a priority of setting, like, just trying to get to know your guy, because a lot of times there's miscommunication problems, or, you know, they just don't understand something. So a priority of trying to learn your significant other would be a good priority.
Okay, it looks like that wraps up that part of the show.
Yeah, we'll have more priorities in future segments.
Yeah, it's kind of an ongoing thing.
We don't want to milk
it
all out.
What's next on the agenda?
Let's see. I found an article online. And let me get a sip of Coke before I drink this.
Want a sniff of Coke before you drink
this? No, a sip of Coke. I'm sorry. Alright, I found an article online.
Doing a line.
Not a line. An article online.
Sorry.
Alright, I found an article online by this guy named Ron Lewis. And he basically talked about how to tell if a girl wants to be kissed. And girl listeners and guy listeners, listen up closely and tell me. I thought the article was interesting, so I'm just going to summarize it up in his main points and stuff like that. But he basically talked about how to know if a girl is ready to be kissed. I guess this could even go for a guy, too. If you're a girl listening and you want to see if a guy is ready, you know, to be kissed, if you're that sort of outgoing girl that wants to do the first kiss sort of thing. But one of the things he talked about was the hug test. And a way to know how your woman feels or man feels is to, I mean, just see how they respond to a hug, you know, a casual hug. Is it a hug, you know, where they hold on to you for like an hour and don't let you go?
Yeah, is it mutual, or is it like hugging a pole?
Yeah, do they try to back away, you know, that sort of thing. I mean, and you can tell.
And yeah, you can tell a warm hug from a cold hug pretty easily.
Yeah, you can tell sincere. If, like, girl or guy's really sincere when they hug. And it goes a lot to say about, like, if you want to take it to the next level and actually kiss the person. Because if they're trying to back away when you try to hug them, obviously they're not going to react well to a kiss. So,
lawsuits.
Yeah, lawsuits, sexual harassment.
Or restraining order.
You're going to push them away. Make them feel uncomfortable. And that's the last thing you want in a relationship, is someone who is uncomfortable.
The guy in the article mentions, this is quoting from the article, quote, "We usually recommend avoiding hugging a woman much before you are having sex with her," unquote. Just if you guys are wondering. I'll put the link to the article online. But it's an interesting article. Another point that he makes is the face kiss. And that would be, along with hugging, you can try the face kiss. Kiss her cheek or her forehead, or girl's cheek, kiss his cheek or forehead. Or, you know, just something, I guess, small, like peck on the hand or something like that. Just see how they respond to a small kiss. And see, are they backing away from it? Or do they smile? Are they, you know, responsive to it? Or are they just, you know, a pole, like Adam said before?
Yeah, an unresponsive pole.
And I guess that goes with a lot. Now, I mean, obviously, if they're not going to just respond good to it, then it's probably not a good idea to try to take it to the next level and see if they'll actually kiss you. But if they're receptive to the face kiss or the face kiss test, then maybe it would be good to try it the next level. Another thing he talked about was the enthusiasm test. This one has nothing to do with physicalness whatsoever, but this has to do with actually being with a girl and seeing how she reacts when you're around her. Are you guys playful? If you're a girl, are you playful with your guy, you know, sort of thing? Do you send off signals that might lead to the ideas of kissing in the future. But, let's see, what else does he say? Like, after a movie, are they eager to go out or do something else, or activities? Are you both, you know, doing stuff together for, like, a long time? Are things going well? You know, you can always tell if some girl just seems really bored with you that she's obviously probably not going to want to kiss you. So, that's just another tip or test he had, the enthusiasm test. And I would honestly put that one first, because instead of hugging a girl and then trying to kiss her on the face and then hanging out with her, I would kind of switch the order and hang out with her and then hug her and then, you know, do the face kiss test. And his last point that he made, before I let you guys, you know, comment on things, because I know you guys are wanting to comment. the pretend kiss. Basically, he says, just move in towards her or him, and at any point, does the person try to lean in towards the kiss, or do they change their mind and back off? Are you moving towards her? Is she moving away? You know, that sort of thing. If there are other person, if your significant other is moving towards you and like they stay still, then they're probably receptive to a kiss in the future. The tip is not to kiss that person at that exact time. Just initiate the first move and start a kiss just to see how they react. And it's not, I mean, if it's a go, then just go for it. That's what I'm saying. If you're like sitting there and they're moving in and this pretend kiss thing is working out, I'm going to say go for it, because obviously things are going to work out. But if you try it and things don't work out, then, you know, you don't feel stupid by trying to, by accident, like, you know, actually kissing her or something, and she was just slashing the fake. So, that's another good way to tell if she reacts, by backing away or not. Do you guys have anything to add to that?
Well, it seems like a handy little guide to me, although I don't really care for the pretend kiss section. That I usually just trust my intuition on these things, and it really hasn't failed me. So,
yeah,
the kind of kiss
just—that's the weird one.
Halfway,
yeah. I read it and I didn't honestly like that. I like the other ones though, that we talked about, the hug test and
yeah,
like the face kiss. You know, like that would probably be a good one to try out sometime. And listeners out there, try it out on people. You know. This is what the show's
random
about.
People.
Yeah, no, not random people. If you want to try it out on random people, please.
Go ahead.
But
take pictures.
But try it out on people and see if it works. And email us or instant message us or whatever. And like, let us know how things go. Because anything we talk about in the show, we want your feedback. This is not a show for us. This is a show for you guys. And for you guys to get the most benefit out of it, you guys need to contact us so we can tell everybody else how things go.
That's right.
Otherwise, otherwise we're just sitting here talking, and it kind of sucks. But yeah, I think on the whole, this is a good article. I guess.
So check it out. We'll be posting it online.
Yeah, I'll post the link online to where you can find it. And with that, also, if you find articles or links of things you want to talk about or you want us to talk about, please send them to us, because we're always, you know, interested in finding new or ideas that we haven't thought about or heard about. So even if we have and it's just something we haven't thought about talking about, just email us a link of an article or even a situation that you've been in. So yeah, that's my tip of the week, how to tell if a girl wants to be kissed.
Okay. <It's> like, the next thing we have is our tech topic of the week, or our geek news of the week. We haven't
really news.
Named our sections yet.
No, we need to do that sometime. Name our sections.
So this week we have our resident OpenBSD lead Hexor.
Nikolai. A lot of you probably use Linux and stuff like that. And Linux is good, but we have somebody here that's a BSD expert.
I'm not an expert, but I've been using it for 4 or 5 years, something like that.
And the reason I wanted to talk about this is because I've noticed that OpenBSD doesn't get that much love from the community compared to FreeBSD and even NetBSD, I think.
I'm not very familiar with OpenBSD, but from what I hear, it's more secure than any other operating system, at least.
I think it's the available operating
most
system.
Most of the available, yeah.
Doesn't it have some sort of thing that they brag about having one
exploit in the default install or
yeah, something like the one only one remote pull in a number of years. Yeah, I would put more stock in OpenBSD configuration than those little statements like that. What I like about OpenBSD is that it makes intuitive sense. The configuration files and just the system structure just makes perfect sense. It's so incredibly clean, and complexity is removed, you know, thereby removing potential problems, because complexity just leads to problems. The OpenBSD development team knows that. I also enjoy the fact that the head developer, Theo de Rot, is... he can get kind of mouthy, and it's kind of funny to see on the OpenBSD mailing list.
Yeah.
But,
I gotta sign up for it.
I think one reason OpenBSD probably doesn't get as much coverage as FreeBSD is that FreeBSD is more in tune with desktop needs. FreeBSD supports things like OpenOffice, whereas OpenBSD does not. OpenBSD doesn't have dual CPU support.
Yeah, that was the major thing that kept me from putting it on my desktop.
Yeah, because you have dual CPU.
Yeah, I have a dual system.
Yeah.
OpenBSD is more intended for server use.
But it's a goddamn good server.
It's a kick-ass system. I love it.
It's a... From what I hear... Nikolai's been talking about helping us set up the geekloveradio.com email server. And, obviously, we want to use OpenBSD.
Oh, yeah. Qmail.
Of course. Qmail. But, yeah, that's awesome.
So, something else I hear people complain about is that the way that OpenBSD is distributed, they don't have ISO files freely available on their site or anything. And you have to, like, order a CD or make, like, a boot floppy and then download everything.
Well, you know, that's so much effort to get a free kick-ass operating system. You got to make a boot floppy.
You know, everyone is so, you know, they're like, there's no ISO. You have to make your own, and they're third party, or they, you know, they're not official or anything. You know, I've seen that you have to, I've been in your car. You always have, like, OpenBSD CDs, like, previously in the back of your car. And
yeah.
The CDs look pretty cool. They always have the blowfish on the cover.
Yeah, the OpenBSD team includes stickers with the CDs, and as of... I think release 3.0, 2.5 years ago maybe, they started including songs, even that the team puts together themselves. And so that's pretty neat. The first song sucked pretty hardcore, but after that they've been getting kind of cool.
I heard some techno one where it's like, don't tell anyone I'm free or something like that. I heard that one before. I think I downloaded that from one of the mirrors.
Sweet. I'll definitely have to look it up and try it out sometime.
Oh yeah.
See if it works on my box from hell.
Okay, then. Does OpenBSD have any sort of a port system?
Yeah, okay. It's not nearly as extensive as the FreeBSD port system, but it does have some advantages over FreeBSD ports. For example, the main difference I can think of right now is if you want to do, for example, a make clean within a directory such as archives or net or something like that, FreeBSD will go through every single subdirectory and then reference clean every other directory related to those software packages. That just goes back to what I was saying earlier, that it doesn't make sense. OpenBSD cleans only what it needs to, what you tell it to, if that makes sense.
Yeah. That's cool.
Didn't you say once that a lot of the main developers are out of France for OpenBSD?
Some of them, yeah. The OpenBSD developers are all over the world.
Yeah, I know they'd
be less commercialized than is FreeBSD as well.
Which is good.
Primarily distributed from Canada, so they can get around the export laws that the United States has.
Go Canadia.
Canadia.
Although I think the U.S. recently relaxed some of the encryption export laws. I'm not sure. I have to check about that.
We'll have to check into that, because I don't know what the encryption laws are anymore. But,
Cool.
Sounds
good. Well, lots of reasons to try some OpenBSD.
Yeah. For those of you who haven't, like me.
It's worth giving it a try.
Yeah.
Check it out, openbsd.org.
I had it on my server for the longest time. I was running a web server using OpenBSD on a Pentium 100, and it actually was seemed to be a little more efficient and faster executing of Perl and PHP than it did when I was running Slackware on it. So
we're going to try it on my desktop.
Yeah.
My desktop is the desktop from hell. Nothing runs on it. I've tried every operating system. The only thing that runs on it nice, which I cringe and I get goosebumps when I say this, is Windows Millennium Edition.
Yuck.
I know. Millennium Edition is the only operating system that runs on there perfectly.
After about a week, we finally got Gentoo Linux to work on there.
Yeah, it took about a week, though, and that was... We had to switch out network cards.
Yeah, we ended up in the... Yeah, switch out a network card. Get a different one.
It is the box from hell, though. I'm thinking about selling it. So, if anybody wants
a good idea,
cheap desktop, let me know.
It doesn't
email
work
us.
Very well.
That doesn't work. It will work.
It sucks.
It sucks if anybody wants it.
It sucks.
You can buy it from me. No, alright, that sucks, because now nobody's going to buy it.
That's quite the sales pitch.
Where'd it go, Nick?
I have this computer. It's a computer.
You made a hell of a sales pitch.
You can't install anything on it except Windows ME.
Yeah.
$300.
$300. Go at once. Alright, anyhow. Enough about my stupid computer. But
we should go kick it after the show.
I think I will. We couldn't even get... it's so stupid. I don't even want to talk about
Nopix
it. Nopix
works fine on it, though.
Nopix works fine on it. But other
Nopix
than that...
Nopix has those scripts so that, like, detect your hardware and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, other than that, ME works nicely. Even, like, Windows 2000 sucks on it. But...
Yeah, every time you try to install Windows, they give you some like BS error about how you don't have some system files installed.
Yeah, which is obviously crap because I saw them be installed. So
it's you swapped out hard drive, made sure all the RAM was okay.
It still happened.
We went to go up. We thought maybe it's a BIOS thing. Let's see if there's a BIOS upgrade. So it's an HP Pavilion. So we put in this model number on HP's website.
My BIOS does not exist.
And it lists the BIOSes like that were used for that particular model. And his is not one of them.
My BIOS is yet to be found.
Richard has a computer that doesn't technically exist.
Yeah.
it's just there.
I have like some beta BIOS that like somebody was trying to...
Well, it's not like it's a well-known BIOS. It's
yeah, but it's not on.
It's a Phoenix, but it's not one of the ones that HP says it's in that particular model. So
why it's in my computer, I have no clue. But all right, we got off track.
$300.
Yeah, $300.
Well, it's like a one gigahertz.
Yeah, it's a 1 gigahertz system,
like
so it's not
three.
Slow. But all right.
Well, it ran Gentoo okay. So.
Yeah, it ran Gentoo.
Right. Put that back on there.
All right, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
You're
I'm going to go
off.
Into my top 10 list because this is pissing me off.
What's the top 10 list?
My top 10 list this week is top 10 reasons girls think guys are like computers.
Are like computers?
Yes, are like computers. Number 10, they have a lot of data but are still clueless.
Oh,
ouch. Number 9, a better model is always just around the corner. I should have read these over a bit more before. All right, number 8. They look nice and shiny until you bring them home. Number 7. It is always necessary to have a backup. Number 6. They'll always do whatever you say if you push the right buttons. Yeah, that's true. Don't lie.
That's number 1.
I know what you guys are thinking. 5. The best part about... the best part of having either one is... The games you can play. Oh, ouch. Number 4. In order to get their attention, you have to turn them on.
Who wrote this?
I don't know. It's a girl, obviously. I should have read these over
before. Where are you getting these from?
This was from some humor site. I forget.
Okay, so we're using somebody's, like, copyrighted...
No, it's not copyrighted. It's free.
Open source.
It's open source, but... I just thought it looked good since it dealt with computers.
So let's change it so it's open source. Put the change log on there, like, yeah. For our date, like, change log. Made it better, or deleted for the better of the, top 10.
All right.
Keep going, I'm sorry.
It's all right. Number 3, the lights are out, but nobody's home. Ouch.
That's, oh, okay.
Number two, big power surges knock them out for the night. And number one, size does matter. Okay, we're not going to have any more women sexist things on about guys anymore. Cause that just depressed me.
Yeah, no thanks.
But it dealt with computers, so hey.
Oh, looking at the show notes, now I see why you told me not to talk about what I was talking about, because
yeah.
Self-evaluation is next.
Yeah, we're going to do self-evaluations. And Nikolai, you're big in self-evaluations. All right, as he eats his cookie.
Yeah, he's got some cookies up in his...
Let me wash that down.
All right. We're going to do a self-evaluation part of the show, which every week or every other week we'll talk about just ways to evaluate yourself and how you can be a better dater.
This is probably the most important aspect of getting dates, or getting geeks dates, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, I said the word.
That's all right.
No, but you guys are supposed to scream when I do that.
Ah! All right.
Wait, no, it didn't work.
All right.
Yeah, we have a studio audience consisting of one. So
yeah, we have a studio audience of one today.
What's up, Eric?
What's up, Eric?
What's going on,
Eric's our roommate.
Hand him the microphone so he can say what's up.
Hey, what's up, people?
You want to give a shout out to anybody?
You want to give a shout out to anybody?
Not at the moment, no.
He's got a sister, by the way.
Yeah, he has a sister, by the way.
Let's not start there.
We're always giving him a hard time, like, is she hot?
Yeah, we're always asking if he's hot. All right, but the self-evaluation, our topic for self-evaluation this week is self-image. First off...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, go talk.
No, I was going to say self-evaluation, but I guess that we're splitting it up to self-image, so...
Yeah.
First off,
finding out who you are as a person and who you want to see, who you want others to see you as, basically. And this goes for a lot of people, even guys and girls. The way you dress, the way you talk, the way you walk, the way you smell.
The way you smells.
We'll talk about that in a second. Everything, basically, that you do that others are going to see, and just evaluating the way, I mean, you are. I mean, like, if you dress nicely, if you're going to have, I mean, you're going to probably have more nicer girls going after you.
And first impression is everything.
Yes. First impressions are everything.
Now the way you dress thing, the self-evaluation portion of that is you can dress however you want.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But just
whatever's comfortable, whatever you feel like wearing, and whatever you can afford, whatever you have.
Yeah.
But I would think that in a way, if you are dressing in just like Goodwill clothes, going after, you know, if you're dressing crappy or something, I don't know. Not the Goodwill clothes.
You're not going to have a girl exclusively. You're not going to wear.
I don't have problems.
Yeah.
Although Goodwill's in, you know, wearing the Goodwill.
I got some good retro shirts in there, but
exactly.
I mean, if you're wearing like clothes that are just owned, and you're trying to go after some girl who's dressed really, really nice.
Yeah, it's obviously
there's a mismatch there, and you're going to have maybe.
Yeah,
it's a general rule though. Whatever you're wearing, it. Try to, you know,
it shouldn't matter.
Make it clean.
Yeah.
If it's wrinkly, get rid of that.
Yeah. Although wrinkles are in.
If you have any, yeah. Well, if you have socks, make sure they match.
Yeah, make sure.
And don't wear shorts with black socks. Whatever you do.
Yes. Everybody, listen to this.
Don't wear
right now.
Don't wear black socks at all. You can get by with gray as long as they're lighter gray.
Yeah. But.
I just wear white socks.
No black socks with shorts. Black socks with black pants are cool. Black socks
ninja outfits,
with jeans and ninja outfits, as Nikolai says, are cool.
Real ultimate power.
Exactly. But black socks and shorts do not match.
Yeah, so don't do that. That's just instant disqualification from any sort of relationship.
Yeah, I mean...
Girls just make fun of that because they think, oh, my grandpa dresses like that.
Yeah. And I mean,
mostly people who get away with dressing like that are people,
yeah, old people
in their 60s or over.
I have no offense to anybody that does dress like that, but I mean, maybe it's just something to think about. We're living in modern times, and you gotta adapt, and that's what being a geek's about, man. Adapting. But all right, it's
Nicholas losing it over there.
Yeah,
holding the microwave.
He's loving it. All right, but the way you dress, like DJ Mullen said, like Adam said, if you sit there and you dress crappy, you're not going to get the girls wearing the Gucci. But, I mean, on the other hand, those are
But not that it's everything.
Not that it's everything. But first impressions are probably one of the biggest things. Like, even the way you talk.
Because, you know, maybe you don't want a girl who cares about, you know, what you wear might not be important to her.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, some...
You kind of have to study who you're going after, I guess.
If she defines herself exclusively by
what clothes she's wearing
and the rock she has on her fingers, then...
You're probably going to
want she's not worth it. Stay away from her, actually. Because, yeah, you don't really want women like that. That's just kind of shallow.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
It's not the picture of a strong individual.
Yeah. But I'm also going to add the way you talk and the walk is a big factor.
The way you carry yourself.
Yeah, the way you carry yourself. There you go.
Definitely the walk is definitely one.
If you walk up to a girl and you're like, what up, hizza, nizza? And you're like, give me loving. I don't know. And if you're sitting there, she's going to be like, and you're like, what up, biatch?
Okay,
obviously,
well,
she's not going to take
if
that.
If you call her biatch, she won't like it.
Well, example I'm going to use is all of us here in the studio all attend the same college. And on campus, there'll be people who you see that they walk where their eyes are always on the ground, and they're walking like they're a robot in high speed.
It looks like they're scared of everything.
Yeah, they're socially petrified. They're like, can't give eye contact to anybody. Must have eyes on the ground.
Yeah, if you walk with confidence and like
stand up straight, yeah,
it's gonna be
good posture.
Work on that.
And and that'll hold doors open for people too.
Yeah, that'll definitely be it to attract women. We'll get into the chivalry thing in another show. But
sexiest characteristic is confidence.
Yes, that was gonna be one of the last points. But thanks for ruining it. No, but being confident about yourself.
We just lost our audience.
Yeah, we just lost our studio audience. Being confident about yourself and having a good self-image. I mean, that's the first thing people see. And if you're not confident, and if you're sitting there walking with your shoulders down, and you're looking at the ground, and like, I don't know, if you smell bad or something, and you don't have a good self-confidence, then you're just not going to attract, you know, girls, because they're going to look at that and they're going to be like, hey, we don't want a guy that doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, confidence will take you anywhere, though. Even if you smell bad,
yeah,
you'll go a long way.
That's true.
As long as you're confident.
Yeah, really. When you think about it, like, I'm going to do a comparison here.
Okay.
For, you know, urban exploration, one of the tricks is to just make yourself look like you're supposed to be there. Have that idea in your walk and your facial expression of like, yeah, I'm supposed to be here.
I did that Saturday night, actually.
And people...
For those of you...
People won't think otherwise if you look like you're supposed to be there. Well, look like you're social or whatever.
I'm going
to
cut in for
that. I don't know how I was going to compare that, but...
For those of you who don't know what urban exploration is, it's when you go out into the community or business areas or wherever, and you just, you know, walk around and look for cool things. But... Yeah, I know where you were going with that, because if you look like you fit in, like, into society, then you're going to be way off, like, way much better off than, like, if you sit there and you look like you're in
a... I mean, you don't have to be Mr. Social walking on the sidewalk going, yo, what up? What's up? Ladies, down there, what's up?
I tend to do that, but that's all right. I do. I'm always like, what up, ladies? But yeah. I mean, you don't have to...
Richard is an attention whore.
Yeah. Shut up. That's why we have a radio show.
Right.
But yeah, if you act confident and talk confident and be confident, then you'll obviously attract girls and how they... I mean, it just goes without saying. So, first impressions are everything. Portray yourself as you want others to see you. I feel like...
Just loosen up. Like, lighten up, loosen up, live a little.
Yeah.
If you're just gonna get through life all uptight, your arms crossed, your hair, your eyes to the ground, someday you're gonna realize, like, I missed out on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what, this is gonna go on another self-evaluation, but I'm gonna mention it right now. Try new things. Like,
yeah,
comb your hair differently. Grow your hair out if you've had short hair. Cut your hair if you've had long hair. Like, do something different. Try something new.
Go out to a restaurant, get something new to eat.
Yeah,
go to a new place.
Hey, go to a restaurant you've never been to before.
Yeah.
Challenge yourself. Even just take different directions to
it might,
class.
Yeah, it might seem like something small, but those experiences are going to add to you as a person.
Yeah, and you'll gain confidence when you know you can do different things and not just the norms
down
that you've been used
to. Whatever.
So, I mean, try to work on that, listeners, this week. do something that would gain more confidence. Talk to a couple more people. If you're a guy, go approach yourself to two girls this week. Set yourself a limit, or a goal. Not a limit. Don't limit yourself. Set a goal and be like, all right, this week I'm going to talk to one girl. Or this week I'm going to talk to five girls. Or this week I'm going to get one number.
And just raise the bar a little bit. It's always good to do something that scares you.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
It is.
Because then you conquer that. And then you raise the bar.
It's like baby steps. Have you ever seen?
Like, I'm going to go get my eyebrow pierced. And I'm afraid to have... I'm not afraid of needles, really. But when the one's next to my eyeball, then I kind of have a problem with it. So I'm going to get my eyebrow pierced. And
we'll have pictures.
I'm afraid of that. But I'm going to go do it.
I'll definitely take pictures of the whole process.
Could be well documented.
Oh, yeah.
Me screaming and crying like a baby.
That'll be awesome.
Cell phoneage.
But, yeah. All right, you guys, I have something to talk about. Somebody messaged me during the show. And I have a lot of instant messages, actually.
Live feedback.
And, live feedback.
People
and,
probably saying, the stream is down.
And, no, they're not saying
okay,
the stream
good.
Is down.
All
right, my friend, he says, he has a question for us. He says, I've been talking to a girl online for about 6 months. She lives respectably far away, but we've been talking about dating. Her dad doesn't like the idea of long-distance relationship, so we've been talking about visiting each other sometime during the winter break. What do you think would be the best thing for me to do? Well, honestly, I didn't ask, and I forgot to ask, but have you ever met this girl before? And that's a big thing, because if you don't know what she's like, or if you don't know how she is in real life, because...
Well, he said he's been talking to her for 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, online.
Though. Oh, just online.
He says, I've been talking to her online for 6 months.
He needs to talk to her probably on the phone. And
yeah, so get back to us. We'll talk about this more next week, too, if you get back to
us. You
want to
make sure that the person that you're talking to, who's in this picture that they're sending to you, is the person that you're actually speaking with?
As someone that's been online a lot, and I get around, I know...
Like, you can start relationships online, but they can't exclusively be online. You're going to have to...
I lie to people online all the time. I'm a chronic online liar. If just like when it's people I don't know, I lie to them all the time, just because I don't really care, because I know I'm not going to meet these people. And if, I mean, I've had points.
All your friends are like, wait a minute.
Yeah, everybody listening right now is like, holy shit! Like, he isn't who we thought he was.
No,
but if you're listening to this and you know my name and you know where I live, then you're okay. Don't worry, I've never lied to you guys. But but. I would say make sure she is who she is, and if you know who she is, and the whole long distance thing is going to be a topic for another show, and like how to deal with long distance relationships, because those are hard, especially when you're going to college, and a lot of our listeners are in the college area.
Mm-hmm.
They're, I guess, you know.
I just thought of something, a tip for him.
Yes. Tip away.
Webcam.
Ooh, webcam.
If she has one and he has one, you know. Gives them a little bit better idea of what she looks like, and also that verification of who she says she is, she really is. That's an important thing.
I think
you don't want to be talking to this person for 6 months. Go meet up with them during your winter break, and have them be somebody else.
I don't know anybody else who's talked to someone online and not met them, but
I've done that. But I've verified.
Yeah. All right. Hot. Puerto Rican underwear models.
On that note, I'm going to give a shout out to my Puerto Rican girl. I guess I counted the shout out already.
Yeah. But, have you ever had experience with this, Nikolai?
No.
Okay. That was direct to the point. I would say...
Nikolai likes real girls.
Yeah, he likes real girls. I would say that I would talk to the girl first, find out exactly what's going on. If you've never met the girl, meet the girl and make sure she is who she is. Because online relationships are obviously way different than offline relationships. And that goes to anybody else out there that's holding an online relationship. Be sure that you know what you're into, because people are crazy online and you never know what's going to happen. And just for your own safety, as a rule of thumb, just don't trust or... I guess you can trust. Just, you know, be cautious, because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, just use your instinct to
don't get too attached if something fishy or whatever.
Don't start sending credit card numbers.
Yeah, don't be like,
I'm going to buy you flowers. And little do you know, it's like some guy next door that's talking to you.
How about you come
pretending
visit
me? To be a 16-year-old girl.
Here's my credit card number. Come visit me. And then.
Yeah. So, thanks for the question.
Be like, you didn't say you were.
Give us a follow-up on how it goes. And, yeah. We'll be definitely talking about that in the future, long-distance relationships and how they work out.
Also, how did you meet this person? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Did you meet her on some sort of a, you know, transvestite message board? Or is it like, you know...
You never know.
How you came into contact with them is an important aspect of that, too.
It's true. It's true. But,
You know, you don't want her to show up... Unless it's your thing, you don't want her to show up with, you know, whips and chains.
Exactly.
Unless they put her on some, yeah, just use your instincts, I guess.
Exactly. But, that's pretty much our show for the week, I think.
Looks like our show is about 51 minutes right now.
That's pretty good. That's a good length.
Right around where we usually are.
Yeah.
So I guess we got an open mic right now.
Open mic.
If anybody has anything they want to say. If they want to shout something into the internet.
All right, Nikolai, you can shout out whatever you
whatever
want.
Whatever you want.
I'd like to say something about the self-image.
Oh, okay, go for it.
Okay.
I think that it is essential for everyone to be on the very best terms with themselves. So I look at it this way. You are with yourself 24 hours a day, right? You cannot get away from yourself, if that makes sense. So you have to be on the very best terms. You can't be putting yourself down or degrading yourself or something like that. You know, you have to be best friends with yourself. So always keep that in mind. Please yourself and treat yourself right, if that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yes. And with that, like, I try to work out on a regular basis. One, because I'm in soccer. So I had a period of time for like the last 3 years where I just didn't work out, and I gained a lot of weight from like high school and stuff, and I honestly wasn't self-confident, and like I didn't like myself. So like I've just been playing soccer and stuff lately, and I've been losing a lot of weight, and just the self-confidence is coming back. So if doing things like that, you know, doing stuff that'll help you with the self-confidence, like either working out or like even if it's not anything big, just improving, just making the steps towards improvement are always good.
I liked what you said earlier about challenging yourself, doing something new, because that will increase your confidence. That was a very good point to make. If for anyone out there who is not absolute best friends with themselves all hours of the day, keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Challenge yourself, and you'll grow as a person if you do that.
And treat yourself right on all levels. Make sure you're eating healthy and not damaging your body.
Yes.
Exactly. On that note, does anybody else have anything to say before we end this?
Does Eric have anything to say?
Eric?
He's just smiling and
nodding. He's smiling and nodding. All right, I guess he has nothing to say. Next week we'll force him on the show, though.
Yeah, he's going to be on here talking about his ATM woes.
Yeah, ATM.
If he wants to.
That could be our tech subject for next week.
Yeah. That's kind of a depressing story, though.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And kind of funny.
Yeah, it is kind of funny.
We'll leave him alone. He's having some car troubles today.
Yeah. All right.
Nikolai's been there.
Indeed.
I'm going to give shout-outs in.
Yeah, we can do the shout-outs.
I'm going to give shout-outs to my brother, who's listening to the show right now.
Oh,
he's pimping us out to everybody.
Sweet.
And, Nate. Shout-outs to Nate. I'm going to give shout-outs to all those lovely redheads that are listening to the show. If you're single or not single, call me up. It doesn't matter. I'm going to give shout-outs to everybody that's helped pimp the show so far. And,
yeah, like 250 downloads in the first week.
Yeah, we've had a lot of success with the show, too.
That's the high-quality version.
Yeah, high-quality 250 downloads. We've gone through a lot more bandwidth than we thought we would, and we have a lot of bandwidth.
That file is, like, 20 megabytes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, imagine 250 times 20 megabytes. So, do the math in your head. For you geeks, I think. And,
definitely abusing our bandwidth.
So, yeah, we have a lot of success with the show. We're hoping to have a lot more success in the future. We're going to start doing a lot more advertising for this. I mean, this is only the second week, and if it's gone this well the first week, then we just have high expectations
We're going to keep it rolling. We're going to start advertising heavily.
Yeah.
And we were just discussing maybe trying to get on Rant Radio.
Rant Radio.
I'm a big Rant Radio fan. I like
Sean Kennedy Show.
Oh.
I'm gonna give props to Sean Kennedy. Sean Kennedy's the man.
Yeah, the fucking man.
If you guys have not ever listened to the Sean Kennedy Show, rantradio.com and look for Sean Kennedy and just listen to some of his clips and some of his rants. They're awesome.
I highly recommend Tales from the After.
Oh yeah.
Brilliant.
It's just really comical to listen to, and he makes a lot of good points. So listen to that.
I just downloaded the newest Patrolling today. That TV show they're doing.
Oh, sweet.
Awesome quality.
TV show. Yeah, we have a lot of projects.
I want to see Sean Kennedy and Samarian actually be able to do this for a living, because
that'd be awesome.
What they do it really well, and I want to see them be able to have more time to do it.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
I think one night I was drinking with people, and I was like, you know, if I win the lottery, I'm giving Rant Radio like millions of dollars because...
Just for Sean Kennedy.
just so they can just do what they want to do 24 hours a day.
That'd be awesome.
365 days a year.
And we're honestly doing this just so we can, get the word out to people, because we need to have, more people involved. If you're thinking about making a radio show, go for it. It's not really hard. If you want to, get in touch with us. We'll tell you how and make contacts and what you need. But, anybody can do this, honestly. We're just doing this out of our living room, so... we put this together in a week or so. And we have some high-tech equipment, because I DJ and stuff, so we have a lot of the nice mixers. And
ooh, I have some more shout-outs. We need one shout-out to Majestic.
Majestic, yes.
Yeah, for mirroring the show. We have a link to him on our site.
Yes.
For the Majestic directory.
Shout-out to Kizzle, because he mirrored us, too.
Kizzle is the shizzle over at hackermedia.net. He also hosts the show Uberlito.
Yes.
It's over at uberlito.com.
Yeah,
we're getting a funny look by Eric.
Yeah, I'd just like to give a shout out to all the ISC students. I spent 3 summers down here, and let me tell you, it was a really great feeling to see everyone back on campus in August. It was just wonderful. So
yeah, we're going to advertise with a lot of people in the near future with that. So
awesome.
My brother wants me to shout out and tell everybody that he's single.
Okay.
But
Richard's brother is single.
My brother is single now. And
I'm single.
Yeah. that's what he said. I'm single. Tell him I'm single.
Okay. Yeah, definitely got the idea.
But yeah.
Again, Richard's brother is single.
So yeah, we're all single too. So if you ladies are out there listening to the show, and
so,
send in your pictures, by the way,
to geekloveradio@gmail.com for now, until we get our email server set up. And I want to give another shout-out to my Puerto Rican girl.
Another shout-out to Puerto Rican girl.
Because she is very hot.
She's very hot.
So.
Sweet.
Eric, give any shout-outs, or did we already ask you?
He has no shout-outs
at the moment, except to all the people out there who played Quake 3 with him.
Yeah, he wants to thank all the listeners. Eric wants to thank all the listeners for tuning in. We want to thank all the listeners.
And if there's any female listeners who are into 80s metal, hair band, definitely email us and send some pictures, because you're right up Eric's alley.
Yes.
Eric digs that.
Eric digs.
He likes that 80s, the 80s hair metal. It's like, see you in hell! You're gonna die!
Ow! Ow! But yeah. Alright, so if you're that type of woman, shout us out. Give us an email.
This can be a comedy show, too.
Yeah, this is a comedy show. People will love our show.
Yeah. We can end the show on this funny thing that I just remembered. We'll share it with the world.
All right.
I used to live in the dorms with Nikolai, and one day
seventh floor Wilson.
He changed his answering machine message to be James Hetfield. He's like,
I remember that.
Just as a joke, so I would call him and hear it. Like, he changed it. He came right into my room. He's like, call my number. So I called number. It's like, hello, you reached Nikolai. Your message after the beep. Rah. Then I think I did
James Hetfield of Metallica, lead singer.
So then we went back to his room like 15 minutes later, and he had a message from somebody on there that some like important thing that somebody called and heard it.
So for all you listeners, thanks for listening
to Geek Love Radio.
Peace.
Metallica sucks, by the way.
All right,
suing their fans. Just tisk.
Alright.
Alright, well, we're out.
Alright,
peace. So, until September 20th, this is Geek Love Radio. I'm Adam.
I'm Richard, DJ Sub-Zero.
And I'm Nikolai.
Peace.
See you next week. Late.